Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Hospital Public Reporting Update conference call. At this time, all participants are on a listen-only mode. Later, we conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions will be provided at that time. If anyone should require assistance during the call, please press star, then zero on your touchtone telephone. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to introduce your host for today's call, Ms. Karen O'Leary. You may go ahead, ma'am.
Thanks, Darlene. Good morning and welcome, everyone, to today's Hospital Public Reporting conference call. I'd like to take this time to thank everyone for joining the call. Since there are so many things happening within public reporting right now, we thought we'd provide you with some general updates and information. Some of this information may or may not be new to you, but we will also use this time as an opportunity for questions and answers at the end of the call. The materials to go along with today's call were sent out to the listserv with a direct link to our Jenny website. Also included is our conference evaluation form, and we ask that you complete and return it to us after the close of the call. So right now, I'd like to begin with the first agenda item, HCAHPS. As many of you know, CMS, in partnership with ARC, that's the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, have developed HCAHPS, the Hospital Consumer Assessment of Healthcare Providers and Systems Survey, or what we refer to as the patient's perspective on their hospital experience. The intent of the HCAHPS initiative is to provide a standardized survey and instrument and data collection methodology for measuring and comparing patient satisfaction across all hospitals. Although CMS has contracted with the Arizona QIO to maintain the process of the HCAHPS survey, we wanted to inform you of the basics. The entire survey is comprised of 27 questions. There are 7 areas which relate to composite measures or topics and 2 categories pertaining to the overall rating of the hospital. Just to give you an idea, the 7 composite measures are nurse communication, doctor communication, responsiveness of hospital staff, cleanliness and quiet of hospital environment, pain management, communication about medicines, and discharge information. The overall rating category is for the patient to actually rate the hospital and respond to their willingness to recommend the hospital to others. The survey has 4 approved modes of being administered. 1 is by mail only, 2 is by telephone only, 3 is a mixed way of giving it, by mail followed by telephone, and the last one is by active interactive voice response, or IVR, and that's like a teleprompt when you, depending on how you answer, they answer you back. All acute care non-specialty hospitals are eligible to participate in HCAHPS. Like other reportable data, hospitals will have a preview period to review their HCAHPS results prior to public reporting. There has already been a dry run of HCAHPS conducted last October, and over 100 of our New York hospitals have participated in this so far, so thank you. In the past week, I have contacted the remaining hospitals to urge them to begin the process for the next dry run, which will be in March. If your hospital participated in the October dry run, you do not have to participate in the upcoming March one. If you have not done so already or don't know, please contact me so that I can get the HCAHPS role assigned to someone in your facility that is a QNET user. Until someone has this role, your hospital cannot register which HCAHPS survey vendor your hospital chooses to use to transmit data. Also, if your hospital is conducting their survey independently and not using a vendor, you must take part in a 2 half-day webinar training. The deadline for registration for this training, unfortunately, is tomorrow. You have 1 day left. If you're thinking about doing the survey on your own, you have to register for the training, and that close date is tomorrow. All hospitals that are self-administering the survey must also participate in a refresher training in May. Finally, all hospitals must submit a signed pledge form this summer stating their intent to participate in HCAHPS. We will, as always, let you know when this form has been made available. It is not available yet. In your handouts for today's call, I have included the most recent question and answer spreadsheet. I think it's a 38-page document, and it also can be found on HCAHPSonline.org website. There are a lot of good questions and information included here, and since New York is not spearheading this initiative, you might find this document helpful. And last but not least, if your hospital is having issues with our New York State DRG codes, for those of you that are really into this and have already been through a little bit and are not new to this, you do know that there's differences between our New York State DRG codes not matching with the federal DRG codes. And many of you may have heard from your HCAHPS vendors regarding this, and I know it is causing angst out there. We do ask you to contact the Arizona QIO for direction on this. There are a few states out there that have their own DRG codes, and they do not match to the federal codes, so this is an issue when you're administering your survey data. So please contact the Arizona QIO for clarification. We in New York cannot advise you what to do on this. We're sort of monkey in the middle here, but that's how it works for right now. Okay, the next item on the agenda is mortality measures. I wanted to give you a brief background on the topic of mortality measures. When the consumer website Hospital Compare launched in 2005, the data published on that site came from hospitals that pledged to participate in a voluntary initiative, as you all know, is the Hospital Quality Alliance, or the HQA. And as part of pledging for the HQA, hospitals agreed to submit data to the QIO Clinical Warehouse and then later agreed to publicly release that data. Up to this point, all data submitted by hospitals for this initiative, the HQA, has been based on process measures. For example, whether you gave aspirin at arrival for an AMI patient, or if an initial antibiotic was received by a patient within 4 hours of hospital arrival for a patient with pneumonia, these would illustrate actions or protocols that if a hospital was compliant in doing, would most likely positively influence or contribute to the patient's outcome. Since then, the HQA has approved, through the endorsement from the National Quality Forum, additional process measures, and also has been expanded to include outcome measures of mortality. As you know from my at-a-glance and other communications elsewhere out there, CMS has disseminated hospital-specific reports to the QualityNet Exchange inbox, and those would have been coming to whoever has the feedback roles in QNET assigned to them. Each hospital should receive two reports, one that provides an overview of the dry run with questions and answers, and another report with hospital-specific data. These reports contain data from 2003, and information from these reports will not be publicly reported. Similar to HCAHPS, hospitals will have a preview period to review their data prior to public reporting. Also like HCAHPS, CMS has contracted with another QIO, the Colorado Foundation for Medical Care, which is in Colorado, to maintain and monitor the mortality measure reports. At this time, we are currently in the middle of a preview dry run period. We do encourage hospitals to comment to the Colorado QIO, and you can do so until January 15th. If you need help doing that, just please let me know. I can send something on your behalf. Also, if you're not understanding the methodology of the numbers or feel some of the rationale is unfair, we ask you to write in your comments. So at this point, we are asking hospitals just to download their reports if you haven't done so already. CMS knows who does not open their inbox messages, so just to let you know that. Share these reports with your senior management and possibly your public relations or marketing departments, just to show the format of the report and to let them be aware of it. Every hospital should have received a report. Even if a hospital has never had an AMI or heart failure patient or are a specialty hospital, you would have received a mocked report. Critical access hospitals, for a minute here, will only receive a report if they pledge to join the Hospital Quality Alliance or the HQA initiative. That's the only way critical access hospitals will have some sort of report. CMS wants to keep all hospitals informed of this initiative. CMS's goal with releasing these reports to all hospitals nationwide is so that hospitals can use the information to improve on their quality processes. The next set of reports is expected to be sent out in April. with publication of that data on the Hospital Compare website slated for June of 2007. The next reports will be calculated from third quarter 2005 through second quarter 2006 data. The dates are set up pretty much to coincide with the dates used for hospital public reporting. And as of today, CMS is testing the various views of how the data will be displayed on Hospital Compare. I had actually asked for a sample report, and I was declined because they're still out for public comment on how they should set up the web pages for viewing. So for more information or details on the methodology for calculations, please see the Frequently Asked Questions document available on QualityNet Exchange under the Mortality Measures section or contact the Colorado QIO. Next is the APU RACDPOO Provider Participation Report. CMS has released a new Provider Participation Report in the Annual Payment Updates Report section in QNET. The purpose of this report is used so providers can view the number of Medicare claims received by CMS in relation to the number of qualified cases accepted into the QIO warehouse. And you might ask, why is this important? Well, CMS has begun to link billing or claims data with cases that you submit for quality purposes to the warehouse. CMS is looking to see that you are submitting enough cases to the warehouse each quarter, which is one requirement to satisfy for the RACDPOO or APU initiative. In your handouts, I have included a sample copy of this report. And I just want to take a minute and just look at this report and just tell you what is important about this page. At the top is just demographic data, basic data. What you're looking to see is that your provider ID, your 330 number, whatever it might be, your 331 number, whatever it might be. Actually, 331s are not eligible. Your 330 number, your provider ID matches your provider name. That's number one. The other items are that you do have an active QNET administrator. That's another qualifying item for you to receive your monies. Also, the second column over, your notice of participation forms, sign date. That is when you sign your participation form every summer that will get updated, and that needs to do so. You need to sign that form and submit it to me. We're looking at almost every summer now. Okay, and on the report, this is just a sample report. It's the first column is showing your total Medicare claims, and that is just your Medicare claims, your cases that you've billed out Medicare for them to pay. The second column is the total cases accepted to date, and that column is really the column you need to be looking at. That column needs to be, those numbers in that column need to be either more or equal to your Medicare claims column. Because the cases that you abstract and send into the warehouse are based on all payer charts. So your all payer are going to be your HMOs, everything. So that column needs to be more. And really the reason is that CMS wants to make sure you're submitting enough quality information into the warehouse than you are billing out for. Okay. And if you're sampling, just be aware that the criteria which you are sampling by, whether it's monthly or quarterly, or the percentage for each topic you are sending into the warehouse. There are footnotes at the bottom to help you along the way. I know we have had some problems recently with some of the clarifications in the total qualified cases accepted to date column, but that has since been resolved. We are encouraging you to generate this report monthly, since CMS updates the Medicare claims column, the very first column, as your billing is completed. I know that this report, I believe, has been updated now twice in the last 2 months. Prior to the last lockdown date that we just went through, which was November 15th, CMS was monitoring these numbers and alerting the QIOs if any hospital did not submit enough cases yet. So that's something that is going to be happening on a quarterly basis. I know you may or may not have received an alarming email from me, but just know, I'd say every 3 to 4 weeks, try to run this report and see that you're submitting enough cases into the warehouse. Okay, the next item is the 30-day preview period. CMS has just announced, as you probably saw in the At a Glance, the next preview period is coming up and will begin on January 17th and run through February 16th. During this time, you should be generating your report from QualityNet. The report is located in the report section titled the HQA Preview Report. The dates for this report, for this preview period, are quarter 3 and quarter 4 of 2005 and quarter 1 and quarter 2 of 2006. Again, it's a 4 rolling quarters as usual. There will be an opportunity for hospitals to suppress the optional measures, and the withhold form will be made available on QNET and will not be made available until the preview period begins. This time for public viewing of these rates, this period, on Hospital Compare, PN7, the influenza vaccination measure, will be reinstated and published. Since this measure only reflects discharges from October through February, your preview report will show a zero patients in the second quarter of 2006 column. I know this might be a little confusing right now because you're probably much further ahead in your data abstraction than this time frame. A help document will be accompanying this report to explain this one detail. Okay, the validation update. I'd just like to take this time to commend everybody on working so hard and doing so well with chart abstraction and validation. We have really come a long way, everybody. I'm happy to report that the most recent quarter, quarter one of 2006, which had closed and we have all the results in, New York had a passing statewide rate of 98%. So I just want to congratulate everybody for doing such a great job with data abstraction and especially doing well with SCIP. I know there were a lot of new issues with abstraction and sampling, the sampling criteria, how do you sample. Since this is the newest topic hospitals have been submitting to the warehouse, and I know it's been a big deal for everybody, so I think you're doing a great job. Just wanted to let you know that. Okay, the next item is the upcoming WebEx. I'm sure you've seen my couple of emails that I've sent out. On Tuesday, January 30th, coming up, our hospital reporting program kiosk, which is out of Iowa, it's our kiosk that helps us do everything, we'll be presenting a WebEx session on accessing and utilizing QualityNet Exchange reports. The WebEx will basically assist hospitals with generating and viewing reports in QNET, and we'll also speak to the provider profile area in QNET that you all use. Remember, this area is, I don't see this area, it's only for the providers to choose their vendors, to update their HCAPS vendor. It's specifically for the provider. If you haven't registered for this call yet, I urge you to do so. I do get an update of what hospitals have not joined in and registered. If you need registration information, please contact me. After you register, you will get an email confirmation stating that you registered and that the call is at 9 a.m. Central Standard, which is for us, it's 10 a.m. So just know that it's at 10 a.m. in the morning, and I just wanted to make a clarification with that. I did get a chance to review the slides. The slides were sent to me, so if anybody's not able to be on the call, I can send them to you, and they do look pretty good. Also, if you have new people in your arena there for hospital public reporting or just need a comprehensive review, I would definitely be on the call. I think it'll be very helpful for everybody. Okay, and the last item on the agenda is the Federal Register for Fiscal Year 2008 Market Basket Update. For today's call, I provided the shortened version of the Federal Register along with the RACTAPU timeline chart, the actual pages for the Federal Register. I believe there's 10 pages to the document. I won't review it, but I wanted to note the proposed requirements for the hospitals to receive their market basket update for fiscal year 2008 are that you continue and collect data for all the quality measures and submit to the clinical warehouse. And this may not seem like much, but it really is. You need to collect for all of your measures. We know now that SCIP is included in this. Hospitals that have deferred and not chosen to submit SCIP data for first quarter 06 and were waiting for third quarter Third quarter is locking, so that needs to be done. I want to have all hospitals submitting data for all of the clinical topics at this time. You need to continue to pass validation, that validation requirement at 80%. Also, submit HCAHPS data to the warehouse beginning with July 1st discharges. Those of you that have done the dry run and are geared up to do the second dry run, you should be well-positioned to submit HCAHPS data. And in addition is the collection of skip VTE 1 and 2, beginning with January of 2006 discharges. And remember, some of you were doing this. This was a voluntary submission beginning with fourth quarter of 2006. With this proposal, it is going to most likely become a reality to collect and submit on the VTE measures. And most likely the publication of the mortality measures, of which you do not need to do any additional work for, but just know it is coming. I'd also like you to share the document, this Federal Register, with your senior management in case they have not yet heard of what's coming, and let us know if you have any questions. It is a lot of work, and it just seems to be increasing, but I think everybody is positioned well to handle the workload. And this really concludes all the items on today's agenda. I'd like to thank you all for attending the call. And as a reminder, please send in your conference call evaluation. At this time, I'd like to open the call up for any questions and answers now. Darlene?
If you have a question at this time, please press the 1 key on your touch-tone telephone. If your question has been answered or you wish to remove yourself from queue, please press the pound key. One moment, please. Our first question comes from Cecilia. Thomas, please state your company name. Cecilia, your line is open. Okay, our next question comes from Agnes Lightfoot. Please state your hospital affiliation.
Claxton Hepburn Medical Center.
You may ask your question.
Yeah, I have a question on the validation process. Is CMS penalizing the people that are falling below 80%, and how long is that for?
Penalizing them.
Are they changing their reimbursement rate?
No, not that I am aware of at this time.
So there is no penalty at
this
time?
It's still 2.0%. I have not heard of anything additional to that.
Okay. That was my question. Thank
you. Okay.
Our next question comes from Susan Hodgson. Please state your hospital affiliation.
Saratoga Hospital.
You may ask your question.
Hi,
Susan.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
When is the next webcast training? I have some new staff here.
Sure. It's January 30th, and I can re-mail out the registration information for you.
Okay, that'd be wonderful. Thank you.
At 10 a.m. Okay.
Thanks.
Our next question comes from Berna Josbino. Oh, please state your hospital affiliation.
St. Joseph's Hospital in Elmira, New York.
You may ask your question.
Yes, we were actually wondering if you could advise us how to contact the Arizona QIO.
Oh, sure. I'm looking for the actual the email address. I don't have it in front of me. I believe it. I can mail it out to the listserv. I don't have it in front of me right now. I have everything else, HCAHPS Online. If you go on to hcahpsonline.org,
Okay. You
will see their address. It's something at the Arizona QIO. I don't have it in front of me. I apologize.
Thank you.
And I can also call you, Bernadette.
Okay, thanks.
Our next question comes from Rosemarie Colker. Please state your hospital affiliation.
It's John Memorial Hospital.
May I ask your question?
I wanted to go back to the age caps for a minute and understand the timeline a little better. It's supposed to be publicly reported in June of 2007, correct, for the 9 months starting October 2006 to June 2006.
Right.
So in looking at the IPRO table, it references something being done for first quarter 2007. Is that just going to be, again, a data for us to preview?
Well, let me... Well, it's proposed right now. I see where your confusion is. I'm also confused at this moment.
Okay.
June of 2007 is when it's supposed to, search quarter, first quarter 2007. I guess I wouldn't have put it under the way it is right now on the chart. June 2007 is when it's slated to go public.
Okay.
There will be a preview period prior to that. And I know it's a preview period of 9 months. I'm not sure if they're going to publish all 9 months of data.
Okay.
Because the dry run, both dry runs are for 3 months apiece, which is a quarter.
Okay.
So you might want to look in the Q&As that I sent out, and I will do the same.
Yeah, that's where I was looking. And the only thing I could find related to first quarter is just that the hospitals who haven't participated in a dry run would have the opportunity in March. I'm just confused.
Yeah. I see what you're saying about that. I will look into it.
All right. So, right, you'll get back to me if there's something going on. For,
yeah, it's Rosemary, right?
Yep.
Okay. Actually, you know what? That should be first quarter 2008 proposed. For fiscal year 2008. Let's call it that at this time.
Fiscal year?
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
We'll do that for now.
So first quarter fiscal year.
Yeah, it's really the discharge quarter was where I was gearing the chart
so
at.
So it would be with July, starting with July. Because first quarter fiscal year 08 would start with July 07.
Yeah, it really starts at the late... Now I'm all messed up here. I'll get back to you. Let me figure it out in my head.
All right. Thank you.
And just to get back, the HCAPS email address is hcaps@azqio. That's the AZQIO, Arizona QIO, .sdps.org. It's hcaps@azqio.sdps.org. Darlene, do we have any more questions?
Yes, we do, ma'am. Our next question comes from Diane O'Rourke. Please state your hospital affiliation.
New York Presbyterian Hospital.
You may ask your question.
Hi, Karen. I have a quick question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you have your magic ball or not. I was just wondering, the annual payment update,
mm-hmm.
when is that going to be tied to performance not reporting?
Yeah, we don't know that yet, Diane.
Okay, that's why I said if you had your magic ball.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Our next question comes from Catherine Savoli. Please state your hospital affiliation.
Orange Regional Medical Center.
You may ask your question.
Hi, Karen. It's Kathy. Same thing, the contact information for the Colorado Foundation.
Oh, sure. That I have for some strange reason. It's mortalitymeasures@coqio.sdps.org. mortalitymeasures@coqio.sdps.org.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me, our next question comes from Melba Talon. Please state your hospital affiliation.
Hi, Jamaica Hospital Medical Center. I believe my question is that of Diane, which validation result, which quarter is it going to be used for the next APU? I know it's the first three quarters of 05 for fiscal year 2006.
Yeah. Melba has not been outlined yet to
okay.
us.
Okay, okay.
We will probably know, we probably won't know until the summer.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
Our next question comes from Joe Cunningham. Please state your hospital affiliation.
Hi, this is Lois Shagrew from Elmhurst Hospital Center. It's about the SCIP indicators for VTE.
Hmm?
You wrote proposed, and then you wrote that it's beginning. What is it?
Well, it is proposed according to the Federal Register.
Right.
They're encouraging you to do so.
Well,
it is coming.
Okay, this is my logistics, because SCIP is not one of our core measures.
Mm-hmm.
We have been reporting SCIP 1, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm.
In order to capture the VTE, yep. I'm going to have to go into a sample size of another population.
That's correct. It's the amount of work that is increasing.
Tremendously.
I know that. We do encourage you to sample with it, but there's nothing that I can do to change it. They're just two additional measures that are going to have to be reported.
What happens is that it also puts me into the colon temperature and the hair removal sections again.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
trying to avoid the extra work.
Yeah, unfortunately, I can't speak to it. If it was me, I wouldn't, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay.
Marguerite Schaefer, your line is open.
The question was already answered. Thank you.
William Gardner, your line is open.
Hi, Karen. It's Bill.
Hi.
I just had some additional information about the Arizona QIO.
Mm-hmm.
You had given out the email address, and if somebody wants the telephone number, I have that also.
Thank you.
Telephone number is a toll-free number. It's 1-888-884-4007. That's all.
Thank you. You can actually email them or call them. You will get a machine. So I urge you to email them as well so that you have a receipt of you sending something, a question to them. I did send way back a couple of months ago an email inquiry to them about the methodology and how they are going to come up with the numbers that they do. And it did take over a month and a half to get a response from them. So I would, you know, entertain using both of those methods to call them and also email them.
Pardon me, ma'am. Our next question comes from Catherine Kuntz of Little Falls Hospital. You may ask your question.
Yes, I'm concerned, being a CA hospital,
mm-hmm.
that I'm clear on what's mandatory for reporting, when it will be mandatory, and what about the public reporting aspect for a CA hospital. Is that going to be publicly reported separate from other hospitals? Give me a little overview again of how this applies with CA hospitals.
For the annual payment update, your market basket, you guys are exempt. The critical access hospitals are exempt from that initiative. Coming down the pike for you, I know that there are some additional measures. When that will be publicly reported for you guys, I don't know. I can give you a contact name for any critical access information or questions you want to pass on that will be forwarded to from us. And you probably already know him. It's Richard Corcoran,
yes,
who's our coordinator for the critical access hospital area.
Okay, thank you. Yes,
okay.
I do know Richard. We'll bring these questions to him then. Thank
you. Okay.
See that?
If you have a question or a comment, please press the 1 key on your touchtone telephone. Our next question comes from Mary Keene. Please state your hospital affiliation.
Mount Sinai.
You may ask your question.
This is actually Lori Finkelstein-Blond from Mount Sinai. Just question relating to the publicly when the SCIP measures are going to be publicly reported, for example, for normothermia, glucose, and beta blocker, and hair removal. On the nice graph here, it indicates, you know, SCIP 1, 2, and 3, which we're aware of, and VTE 1 and VTE 2 is coming. But what about the others that we have been getting ready for? When will that be on the website, if at all?
This is Peggy Schaefer. We don't have an actual time frame for when they are going to publicly report those additional measures.
So just continue to do what we're doing and submit all the data, and will we be...
I would, because the indicators are out there. IHI is looking at them. JCO's going to add them to all the vendor tools, and I'm expecting that if not this scope of work, next scope of work, they'll probably be publicly reported, although, you know, we haven't gotten a final word. They may modify some of them, really not sure yet.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly it'll give you an opportunity to get up and running, again, so that you'll pass validation when these things, you know, are being publicly reported and mapped to the market basket update.
Well, I guess that's my next question, because we're collecting this data, entering
right.
it, but we haven't been submitting it to Maryland.
Uh-huh.
So that's our vendor.
Right.
Because, we were of the impression, and maybe you can clarify this a bit further, that whatever measures we submit on, whether they're going to be publicly reported or not, will be included in the validation exercise, right?
So, you're right,
right
about that.
Right, so that we could, and then we could then be at risk for dollars if we don't do well on that, even though it's not counting at this point.
Yes.
Yes.
And you
it's
know, that's
a double-edged sword,
it's
right?
Double-edged
you know?
Sword. They're trying to get everybody, up and running and passing validation and paying attention to data collection through the validation process. You certainly can wait, but, it does behoove you to submit some of the cases so that you can begin to look at whether or not you are passing validation
mm-hmm.
on these additional measures.
Right.
And I do know that it is difficult, and, you're in a quandary as what to do because, it can impact on you negatively.
Correct.
We share your concerns, and it's a very arduous and difficult process,
mm-hmm.
and unfortunately, we're not in a position to make it any easier for you. We wish we could.
So my next question has to do with, for the second quarter data validation, we
yes.
were not reporting public, we were not, that SCIP was not one of our core measure indicators that we had been collecting data on for a long period of time and began submission with the second quarter data, and I think the commitment was for July 07 discharges that it needed to be 06
right.
discharges.
For third quarter, right.
Yeah.
So with the second quarter data for validation, will the SCIP charts that were selected within the five charts that were selected from our two institutions be included for the for the market basket, for the annual payment update?
I see what you're saying, because up to third quarter, only the 10 were required, only the 10 core measures were required.
Right.
So for validation for your overall score, they do score you on everything you send to the warehouse.
Right.
For those five charts, yes, you're looking at all of the measures. For the APU score, I don't know what they're going to do up until third quarter, because in my mind they shouldn't be counting anything other than the 10 core measures.
Core measures, right.
Well, that's kind of where we're thinking, but nobody's been able to really verify.
It's in writing anywhere.
Yeah, it's not in the Federal Register. They haven't given any inclination on what they're doing up to the third quarter's point. I do feel that they will give two scores again, an APU score and an overall reliability score.
Uh-huh.
So we're just going to go with that for now until we hear otherwise.
And as soon as we know, we'll let you know.
Yeah.
Okay, and that would be a cumulative score, based on?
It probably will be. It will probably be three quarters or more, we're hoping. We do have the hospital associations pulling for us and hoping, you know, gearing up and backing us on hoping that it's more than one quarter's worth of data.
I see. Okay, thanks.
Our next question is from Mara. Sorry if I mispronounced your last name. Wallandry. Please state your hospital affiliation.
I'm from Metropolitan Hospital.
Yeah, hi, Mira. How are you?
Hi, Karen. I'm fine. How are you?
Hey.
Karen, I have a question about mortality. You mentioned about the deadline of January 15, 2007. I just want to know, what is that for, actually?
What did I say for January 15th? January 15th? I said something in reference to January 15th?
Yes. For mortality report.
Oh, January 15th for mortality reports. You have until, let me see if I have this right here. Mortality. For mortality reports, you have until January 15th to review your reports and make comments to the Colorado QIO on those two reports. It's a comment period, basically, that ends on January 15th.
Oh, okay. So how we send the comment to Colorado QIO?
Okay, I'm going to give you an email address, okay?
Email, okay.
Okay, it's mortality measures, all one word.
Okay.
At, with the little A sign.
Mm-hmm.
COQIO.
Yes.
Dot SDPS. Dot org.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Welcome.
Our next question comes from Myra Cantito. Please state your hospital affiliation.
Oh, hi. This is Myrna from Kingsbrook. How are you?
Hi, Myrna.
Karen, I just want to find out, is there a pledge form that we need to fill out for the mortality review report?
No, not at this time. There'll be no pledge form at all until the summer.
Okay.
And mortality, you know, that's going to be included probably on there, but it's something that you don't have to do additional work for. You're already submitting that data through your claims data.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Again, if you have a question at this time, please press the 1 key on your touchtone telephone. We have a follow-up question from Mira. Please ask your question.
Yes, hi, Karen. It's me again from Metropolitan Hospital.
Hi.
I have a question regarding the new measure for VTE in SCIP.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I know maybe you explained that already, but I'm still confused. So right now we're doing it and we submit that information as, but are they gonna still be a valid date or it's just like a practice until you make it official?
Yeah, anything that you send in that gets sent forward from your vendor to CMS will get validated. It just goes through the reabstraction process when you send in your data. So if CMS chooses five of your charts and some of that data is in there, they're going to revalidate it just simply because you sent the data in.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
All right. And you don't know, you have a date yet when it's going to be official?
For the fiscal year 2008, they are proposing it for the next year, for January 1st.
January, okay. Okay, thank you.
Again, if you have a question at this time, please press the 1 key on your touchtone telephone.
This is Peggy Schaefer. I would just like to make a comment on your validation, on your assessments, you know, your evaluations of the conference call. I'm stumbling here. I would appreciate it if you would let us know whether or not you would like this conference call repeated. I know it's a great deal of information. You may have multiple staff members that may not have been able to make the call. Mm-hmm. You might want other folks to listen in.
and have an opportunity as well to ask some questions. So we'd like to hear from you if you feel that it would be beneficial for us to hold this conference call again. Same overviews of the same material, and give others opportunities to ask questions, and yourselves if you've forgotten anything.
Darlene, is there any more questions?
No, ma'am. I'm sorry, we have one that just queued up. Hold on.
Okay.
Our next question comes from Renee Cutway. Please state your hospital affiliation.
Hi, Karen. This is Renee Cutway from Mercy Hospital in Buffalo.
Hi, Renee.
A caller called in previously about the VTE measure, and she was saying how they're going to have to increase the number of chart abstractions. What exactly does that mean? Because currently we sample. How will that affect us for the skip measure?
Well, you will continue to sample from the, you know, how there's seven strata.
Right.
There's an eighth strata, which is your other major surgery category. That is the strata that we encourage you to sample because there are every code in the book in that strata included. So that strata alone, you should sample because the workload will be tremendous for you because those measures cover a lot of procedures.
Okay.
I think the other person, my other caller, was referring to the amount of work that it takes and the amount of FTEs that are going to come into play with doing the extra work.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
What if they decided to...
Our next question comes from Jeanette Snell. Please state your hospital affiliation. Your line is open, Jeanette.
Oh, I didn't have a question.
Okay. I'm showing no questions at this time.
Okay. Well, I just want to thank everybody for being on today's call. I know it's a lot of information, and we weren't too precise with the HCAHPS and mortality measures initiatives because we are not spearheading those. However, if you do have questions, you can forward them to me, and I can forward them on your behalf. And I'd like to just remind everybody to send in your conference call evaluation. And also, like Peggy had said, please let us know if you want this call repeated. And also, any other topics that you'd like covered on upcoming calls, please feel free to put them down, and we will see what we can do about putting something on for you and presenting for you.
I think somebody had mentioned that they have new staff that they're bringing on board or they've just recently brought on board. And so, you know, you may want the basics covered again for new staff. You know, whatever your needs are, just let us know and we'll try to accommodate you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for participating in today's conference call. You may all disconnect and have a wonderful day.